Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Dirty burglar sounds like a New York punk band with a southern fried rock tinge that only plays in at places where they serve catfish. Right? Dirty burglar. It also sounds like a drink. So a dirty burglar breaks into a Florida woman's home and takes a shower. A dirty burglar, this is in Destin. Okaloosa County. They got a call from a Destin homeowner, 5:30 in the morning. A man broke into her home through the bedroom door. She hid in the bathroom, called for help. And 27-year-old Harrison Lee was taking a shower inside the master bathroom, which is in a different part of the house from where she was located. She was hiding in a different bathroom. They took him out in a towel. He was arrested. There's a photo showing him being led away in handcuffs wearing just a towel. He's got burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief. No one was injured, but Dirty Burglar now is forever on our band name list. Who's that? It's Dirty Burglar. It's who it is. You know. Oh, yeah. I love Dirty Burglar.
Such a unique sound.
Yeah, it is a very unique sound. Let's see here. This, not gonna do that one at all. That one is, nope. Mm-mm. This one, a Florida man violated his probation. He made a drunken call to the cops for a ride home. Now, at least he didn't drive home.
Right.
You know, but that's about as far as I'm going to go, right? He called the police, and it was late. I mean, it was like, 1 a.m.? Called 911. He said, I'm drunk, need a ride home. They didn't give his name, but he's 39 years old. They did give his age, and he was on 5 years probation, so now he's back in the pokey. So, what happened in Vegas? Vegas, when Biden was there, he had that one event where he was out touching everybody. And then literally the next day, they're like, oh, he's got COVID. Jordan Satchel was saying that something was happening there. He said he delivered the keynote address at the NAACP. It was at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He looked horrible. He looked angry and horrible. And he was going to deliver a keynote at the MGM Grand on that Wednesday. And he did not appear. And in fact, he didn't go to the scheduled keynote that he was going to give on Wednesday. And that was with Unidos, their annual convention at the MGM Grand. He didn't go there. And instead, he went for his Delaware beach house. And he has stayed there. He had several events later. I'm looking at this. He gave his speech. That was on, Tuesday, Wednesday, he canceled that address and all the other events that evening, went to his Delaware beach house, and he's still there. And then he announces on social media, he's not running for president, he's backing Harris. No one has seen a photo of him, no one has seen a video of him. He apparently participated on a telephone call, although it sounded weird. And then they said, oh no, he had to change everything because he got COVID. Really? Oh yeah, he's got COVID. That's it. Just cold like symptoms. But then we had the audio that we played the other day where his brother, Jim, had given a quote to the press where he said, you know, with the time that we have left, you know, like he made it sound like Biden was on death's door. It was very weird. Now people are trying to. There's some rumors going around that, you know, maybe it was a medical emergency, something like that. There's been a lot of back and forth on social media about this because he was all, I don't know. It's who do you believe? This is why you got to be very careful when you're on the right too with bad information. Apparently though, some of the police that were working as local law enforcement for his trip out to Vegas were saying that it was already chaotic and that he was already very, very behind schedule that day. And he was at, when he was at the Mexican restaurant, that's where the video's from, where he's walking around shaking everybody's hands. They said that he was already behind schedule when he was doing that. And then he was supposed to head out and then deliver that speech and it was all canceled. And they said, the story that Satchel says that law enforcement officers on duty were informed over the radio that he was dealing with an unspecified medical situation, which sounds a little bit more than just COVID. Some say that it was easily hundreds of Las Vegas metropolitan officers and employees who heard those that radio conversation live. And they said that the dispatches suggested that this was more than just a change of plans and that it was something a little more serious. And they said that they were coordinating with the president's detail. The radio dispatchers responsible for that had demanded a surge of law enforcement resources into the area to secure the vicinity and expedite his movement. And his motorcade initially was planning on heading to UMC, University Medical Center, and then they said that they were rerouting. It was weird. There was a local NBC affiliate, and this is the story that they had. I'm pulling this up. I'm going to drop this in Slack for the crew too. This was the story that they had. They were saying Las Vegas Hospital on standby to treat President Biden during COVID-19 diagnosis. They said that they were already on standby. They were alerted about a possible medical issue with Biden on Wednesday afternoon when he was visiting Southern Nevada. The story from News 3 Las Vegas said law enforcement and medical teams gathered outside of the University Medical Center trauma room in Wellness Way in the event that he arrived after he canceled an appearance at the Unidos Convention in Vegas after testing positive for COVID. They said that the CEO of Unidos had made the announcement to the convention goers there that he was not going to be speaking. Now, they said he did not seek medical treatment at the hospital, but instead went to the airport and departed Vegas on Air Force One to self-isolate at his home in Delaware. They said the hospital was alerted about 2:15 about a potential medical issue with the president. They didn't have any other details, etc. It's very weird. They said that they were in contact with, I guess, Biden's team. You know, the security officials that he had that were expediting his movement. Very weird. And then they didn't bring him to the hospital. And then apparently the plans changed again. Then they had to have a clear way, satchel notes, to get to the Harry Reid International Airport. And then the police assigned the president's detail and the emergency in the box squads. They had to redeploy all their resources to expedite that. Now, one of the senior White House correspondents for the Daily Mail, Emily Gooden, via this report over at Dossier Today, had said that Air Force One, quote, flew so fast that the plane shook and arrived in Dover in just 3 hours and 48 minutes. That's a pretty quick flight. And that's when he was seen. When it returned in Dover, she is the one that has the videos. And Juan showed you those videos before. Those are the videos where he's standing on the steps of the plane and he stops because he's almost evaluating whether or not he can get down. And he looks really bad, really bad. And he has a guy behind him. And it's just really weird. Now, I don't know. Maybe the plane shook because there was turbulence. I don't know. But there are a lot of questions from this. The officers that were speaking to the press said that the way that the security around Biden was reacting was that it was like a major medical emergency. And that seems to betray the stated basic COVID light cold symptoms that they said that he had. I mean, that's weird, right? It's weird. And he looked very unsteady when he was getting off of that plane. So I don't know. There's some really interesting questions surrounding this. And it doesn't help that we haven't seen him, not even a photograph, haven't seen him on video, haven't anything. And you know, tonight is going to be a pre-taped thing. It's not going to be a live address. Kane, this is not going to be a live address. Not tonight. Sorry, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's address is not going to be live.
They'll make it look like it is, though.
But it's not going to be live. It's weird. And then he calls into Kamala's event. He doesn't. I mean, I know that they have the video technology. You know, if Joe Biden needs help with video, maybe he can ask Hunter. Hunter's really good at recording stuff and putting it online. Right? I mean, he couldn't even do like a video appearance. It's just weird. And you can't blame people for asking these questions because it's weird. I mean, you can't create a sketchy situation and get mad when people are like, that's sketch. You can't get mad at him for that. I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is disgusting. Fecal fears pile up in Los Angeles as their hiking mecca has reopened without half of its bathrooms. Yeah, so of course they bury the lead because it's San Francisco Gate and they hire people that don't know how to write a single damn story. Never heard of the pyramid, nothing like that. So they get literally like seven paragraphs in before they tell you that the hiking path that's around the San Gabriel Mountains, there's only seven toilets around it. And apparently people don't know how to use the bathrooms because they're no better than the wild animals that they share the hiking trail with. I fail to see how this is my concern or anyone else's concern. So blank these people. Moving on. This is a much more interesting story. So not only, it was just recently Shark Week, right? So now we've got sharks and cocaine. Don't be getting in the water around the coast of Brazil because all the sharks are positive for cocaine. Apparently, scientists carrying out a study for the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation tested a bunch of these Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks that were taken from the Atlantic Ocean near Rio. And they found that all of them have super high levels of cocaine in their muscle and liver. And they now fear it could reduce their life expectancy, damage their eyesight, and affect their hunting skills. So, but really, though, they said that it's drainage from illicit labs where the cocaine is manufactured. And the excrement of drug users being flushed into the waters via untreated sewage. That's disgusting. So all the sharks near Brazil are high as a kite on cocaine. Hunter Biden, next headline, immediately goes to the coastal waters of Brazil.
I need a pet shark.
For a vacation and a swim with the sharks. There you go. Nina Jankowicz, you remember that girl. Didn't she ask to come on the show and then she realized who you were and
PR
was like, what?
Team accidentally sent me.
Oh, they said it was an accident?
Yeah.
So her team had reached out to us. They were seeking an interview and we're like, okay. And then she was like, no. So a judge dismissed her lawsuit against Fox News. A Delaware judge tossed her lawsuit. This was granted on Monday. The case dismissed. They said because she was saying that the statements about her were defamatory. People were making fun of her being like a musical weirdo. And it was all true. It was all completely true. So that was dismissed. Apparently, Earth is going to get hit with radio blackouts this week. NASA captured dark plasma eruptions from the sun. Can I just say, and this is so total, have you noticed the light outside is real weird lately, Kane?
I have noticed that.
See? What? I'm telling you, I've noticed it and it's made me feel weird. Makes me feel weird and it's made me suspicious.
Welcome.
Shut up. I'm not all the way that bad, but I'm like 80% there right now.
His arms are open, so I'm saying.
It was just weird. It's weird. The lights, it was like diffused. Imagine the light before an eclipse, and it's been like that outside of where we live for 2 days now. Creepy. It makes me feel weird when I go outside. I don't know. I feel like I just want to go and count on my ReadyWise food again. And now Hunter Biden's trial, the tax charge trial, that's been given a new start date. It was going to start. It's going to start September 9th in California. So there you go. Stick with us. More in store. The folks over at Kel-Tec, great Florida-based company, and it's just a great American, all American story. Founded by a Swedish firearms designer, he came here in the late 80s, became an American citizen, started Kel-Tec there in Florida, and has been making quality made arms right here in the U.S. of A. Game-changing, innovative, and high-performing firearms. Like, for instance, the Sub 2K Gen 3 that they have, light, foldable, and effective. I have this Generation 2. I have the Gen 2 iteration. And I love it. The Gen 3, though, you don't have to take that optic off to fold it in half. Quick and easy, fold it right in half like gun origami, and it just as quickly and easily deploys as well. And it is some of the other upgrades are just, you know, they've changed a few things on it. You got lightened action for easy racking. You have a nice 5-pound trigger, ambidextrous bolt hold open, all providing improved manipulation. See everything that Kel-Tec has to offer yourself at KelTecWeapons.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Before we begin all of those things, can we play? Now, guys, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I hadn't even talked to Kane. Did you get the meme I sent you last night? I sent him this meme of this dude just wrapped in foil. I'm like, tis you, my friend.
Tinfoil fro.
Oh my gosh, it was totally, yeah. Before we get into all of that, I've got to, there is this weird audio, this call that she had with him yesterday. And it sounded weird. And I was sort of like asking some questions even before. I haven't even talked to Kane about it. It stuck out to me as really weird. I'm going to play two cuts for you. She was having her campaign of like her kickoff campaign event at her new campaign HQ. And Biden calls in to her campaign headquarters. Audio soundbite two. I want to start with this. I want you to just listen to the call. Just listen. Tell me what you think.
Let's listen.
We get so much more we're going to get done. And so I want to say hello to Kamala. If she can hear me, I know she's going to be speaking shortly. And I want to say to the team, embrace her. She's the best. I want to call today to thank everybody in this effort. I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination and then go on to win the presidency. But, you know, you're an amazing team, but we've got a great, I think we made the right decision. I know how hard you've worked, how many sacrifices you made. And so many of you uprooted your lives for me. And
it's
the
weird
kind of commitment few people make.
Am I weird in thinking that's weird?
No.
He had a hardcore lisp. And I'm not saying anything about lisp. He just normally doesn't have that. It's weird. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But you know what? Who could blame me? Because he drops out of the race. And we haven't seen him in 6 days, and he's speaking from the Oval Office tonight. Sure. Okay. Yeah, speaking from the Oval Office tonight, sure. So, I don't know. He's apparently expected to go back to D.C., and I don't know.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the second part of this call. The first part was weird. He calls into the campaign event, and then some people were accusing her of kind of blowing it here. This is audio soundbite three. Listen.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call. And we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do.
We just love
they
them.
Truly are like family.
Weird, though. Right?
And we just everybody here.
Weird, or am I reading too much into it?
Nope.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I just want to put that on the table for you guys to kind of consider. because we're going to come back to it. You know, we're going to come back to that. I just, you know, want to keep it up there for you. Just a little bitty bit. Keep it up there for you. Now, we have this. Nobody in the media is going to ask, oh, why does he sound weird? Why does he say nobody in the media is going to ask anything like that? Come on. So I don't know. It's going to it's already super weird. She got the majority of delegates yesterday. Her first full day in the race, she got a cash haul. George Clooney came out and he's decided he's going to endorse her because he's just a shallow, duciplitous person who is, you know, they all knew. But now you have the media and the DNC, and this is what I noticed that was interesting. Have you noticed they're not using the photo of him with the fist and the flag anymore? Have you noticed? I think they can't campaign against it, and they're not using that photo anymore. I, in my 17 years of watching media trends and hating these people, I've noticed that they have stopped using that photo in addition to trying to rehabilitate her. It's very difficult to combat that photo. I mean, that is a great photo. It sums up literally every single thing in there. He's got people hanging on him. He's rising up from the people who are protecting him. He's got the American flag in the background. I mean, it's like a damn Renaissance painting. It's amazing. It's a great photo. What do they have? They have nothing to compete with that. Some of the headlines that we've seen, this one is hysterical. This is from The Guardian. The Guardian, British publication, is bending over backwards to aid Harris. Now, Harris, whoever. Here's they have their editorial board. Biden quitting the race is a fresh start for Democrats. So they're replacing him with the most unpopular candidate that they had in their primary, who came behind Bob the Builder from South Bend. Poot Booty Juice, right? Came behind him. No, like that, literally in the race. There's no other double entendre here. That's in the race. Was the last. Finished last. Behind Poot Booty Juice. I know. But that's the truth of it. She always had super high negatives. Democrats didn't like her. How is that a fresh start? To me, that looks like a desperate cry. That's a desperate cry. But they're trying so hard to rehabilitate her. We're going to get into some of this, what you can expect in the coming weeks. Now, also, some of the other things. Secret Service. Kimberly Cheadle resigned this morning after she faced some serious heat with House oversight yesterday. And we're going to talk to, coming up, we're going to speak with Congressman Jim Jordan about all of that, because she's stepping down now. Well, who's in charge? Because clearly you don't have the White House. I don't know if you're aware of this. Now that you have Secret Service resigning, now the White House, you have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's visiting. He is coming on behalf of a House invitation, but there were no leaders to meet him when he arrived. And apparently a meeting that he had scheduled with Biden was canceled. Biden's also canceled 9 events. He's canceled 9 events, too. So we don't know where the chief executive is. We have no idea who's running Secret Service now. We have no answers. There are a lot of, I mean, it's incredibly concerning.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.